This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Sacramento is known for having the largest charitable fun run on Thanksgiving Day anywhere in the country. And it's the Run to Feed the Hungry. We, once again, 106.5 The End and The Wake Up Call are going to be out there cheering people on. Katie and I were posted on a corner last year, not too far from the Fab 40s. And Kevin was not with us because Kevin was running it.
Mm-hmm.
But you did the 5K last year.
Yes. And our tent was posted on the 10K route.
Right. That's why we didn't
see
it.
That's why we did it. Yeah. We waited and waited and waited.
But this year, you are training for the 10K.
Yes, Vince.
Do I have this right?
Yes.
This is, I don't know how to react to this.
Well, exciting.
Okay. Here's the part. I think that's great. I am confused by why he is right now telling people I've started training for a 10K.
Now, why is that? As a former runner.
Kevin apparently allegedly goes to the gym every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So to have to train this many months for a 10K.
Yeah, that's true.
After I had a C-section, like 2 months later, without training, I ran a 10K.
Well, how'd you do?
Just fine.
What was your time, though?
I don't
See?
Do it for time.
I'm doing it for time.
Oh, really? So you're going to win it.
Yes, I got to work on my breathing control, the pace that I'm setting for myself. Because I told myself if I'm running this 10K, I should stop at a bare minimum, like not stop at all.
Is it possible that you are just doing the training so that you can tell people you're doing the training?
I mean, that's a plus size. Like,
it's a plus size.
Like, wouldn't that be great? Hey, what you doing? I'm training for a 10K.
No, don't tell people that.
Why?
It's not impressive.
Yes, it is. A 10K is like double a 5K. It's like 6 miles.
I know, but
That's a lot.
It's not something like you can brag about where people are like, oh my God, really?
Well, you got to start somewhere. I'm not going to say.
I'm not saying it's not nothing, okay? It is something. And you probably would need like a month to train for it, maybe, if you haven't been running. But
a month?
Yeah.
I got to work on my footwork.
You got to work on, it sounds like you have to work on a lot.
I know, see?
Because a 5K, children do 5Ks.
Yeah, but they don't do it competitively.
Right. You're not going to do it competitively.
I'd like to time myself.
What's your mile time? Okay,
like
the fact that you don't know is proof that you're not really training.
Well, I haven't really timed myself.
Timed yourself on a treadmill. You have no choice.
No, I just forget to hit the start button on my watch.
On your watch? What about on the treadmill?
Treadmill confines me. I like to run outside.
Okay, so you're not training on a treadmill.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Treadmill, I'm training my treadmill for my footwork, my foot fitting, like where I put my feet when I run. Outside on a river trail is when I'm like running for time. Because you gotta dodge those obstacles.
But you're not pushing start on your watch, but somehow you know how far you're going?
Yeah.
How?
Halfway through it says, are you working out? Question mark.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I hit start then.
Okay, okay.
I'm just in the runner mindset. I'm going to join a run club, too.
I'm in the runner Okay, so we've gone from I'm training for a 10K to now I'm just in the mindset of running.
Yeah.
And that is your training. I think you just like telling people you're training for a 10K. And listen, if you're just going to make something up, which you kind of are, then just tell people you're training for a half marathon.
I could never do a half marathon.
It doesn't matter. I don't think you're really doing anything.
Right.
That's
my point too, Katie. It doesn't matter. Well, if we're living in a fantasy world, then just go big. Right. You know what? Go say I'm training for a full marathon.
Oh, okay. They won't believe that.
I'm training for a triathlon.
Well, yeah. Just so you know, I have a run club meeting next week.
I just joined one. While you're talking
about you guys love poking holes in my dreams.
Okay, what if I train for it with you?
Okay. I'm down. I would be down. How intensive is your training, though?
Well, not as intensive as yours. You're doing breath work, foot work, trail work, treadmill work.
But he's also starting with thinking about joining.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, good luck to both of you. Again, we will be out there on Thanksgiving Day for Run to Feed the Hungry.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Listen, she's going through a lot right now, but don't think that that's going to rattle her. She's steadfast in winning. Are you smarter than Katie? We're going to get into that at some point this week, but you thought the broken hand was bad?
Okay, catch a freaking break.
Oh, we laugh because otherwise we cry. Let's talk to Elena. Good morning, Elena. Elena? Oh, did I not? Elena?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
You are caller 17 for Are You Smarter Than Katie? And the jackpot is up to $340. She's on a roll. All right, don't let that intimidate you, okay?
I'm intimidated.
Uh-oh. All right, Katie's going to leave the studio. We're live on Instagram, End1065, and all brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, one across from the Galleria, the other at the corner of Fittiment and Blue Oaks in West Roseville. Delicious. All right, here we go. Question one. D23 is the huge Disney convention, and boy, it was a big one this year. They showed all kinds of new movies that they have coming up, like Incredibles 3, Zootopia 2, Frozen 3, live action Lilo and Stitch, live action Lion King prequel Mufasa, Tron 3, Moana 2, and our first real look at live action Snow White, which you can see by texting snow to 909-1065. Name four of the seven dwarfs.
Dopey, Sleepy, Grumpy, Sneezy.
All right, that's four. That's four. All right, show off. Here we go. Question two. The other first look was for Toy Story 5 at D23. Now, Toy Story 4 is considered to be dismal and unnecessary, but this got everybody back on board for two reasons. One, it's about toys versus technology, and also it shows Woody reuniting with the rest of the team. Who is the current owner of the toys in the franchise?
Oh, the little girl, what's her name? Bonnie. It's Bonnie.
All righty, question three. Adele announced she's engaged over the weekend, and probably not the way she intended to. She saw a fan hold up a Will You Marry Me sign at her concert, and she replied, I can't because I already am. Her fiance is a sports agent she's dated since 2021. Is his name Paul Rich or Rich Paul?
Who the heck is that? Paul Rich.
Paul Rich. Okay, question four. Singer Elle King is the daughter of comedian Rob Schneider, and she publicly trashed him over the weekend in an interview. She said Schneider is a toxic person with insane views who doesn't like her to talk badly about him, but she did it anyway. Which of the following is not a movie featuring Rob Schneider? The Dog That Saved Christmas, Spaceship of Love, or I'm a Robot?
Oh, my God. The Dog That Saved Christmas.
Okay. Question five. The Olympics are over and there is a controversy over the medals, one of which is American gymnast Jordan Chiles, who won a bronze but has to return it on a technicality, which America is appealing. It's such a stupid technicality, too. As of right now, though, America won 40 gold, 44 silver, and 42 bronze. So how many medals is that? I'll give it to you again. 40 gold, okay. 40 gold, 44 silver, and 42 bronze.
Wait, okay, repeat it again.
Oh, my
40
gosh.
Gold,
40 gold. 40. There you go. He's got it. 40. Whoever that is, he's listening better than you are.
Come on, son. 126.
All righty. Okay. Please bring Katie back in here. Who is that? Who is that?
That's my son.
And how old is he?
I'm 13.
13. Wow, you got the voice of a 40-year-old. And what's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel, where are we going today, Daniel?
School, actually.
Which one?
Robert C. Cooley.
All right, that took Cooley way too long. I got to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Home of the fighting.
Cooley is the home of the fighting what?
Care Bears.
The fighting Care Bears. Bears. Cooley Care Bears. It's got a ring to it. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, you two crazy kids. You're on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
D23 had a huge movie dump over the weekend at their convention, probably more than ever before. They showed all kinds of new movies like Incredibles 3, Zootopia 2, Frozen 3, live action Lilo and Stitch, live action Lion King prequel Mufasa, Tron 3, Moana 2, and a couple originals in there as well. Our first real look, though, at live action Snow White came out. Again, you can see it by texting the word snow. Name four of the seven dwarfs.
Okay. Sneezy, Grumpy, Doc, Bashful.
Ooh. Yeah.
Kevin, can you give us three more?
Sassy.
Yep.
Sleepy.
Yep. Okay.
Happy.
Sure. Yeah. You got two. Question said there should be a sassy dwarf.
Yes.
Yeah. Question two. Another movie that was announced at D23 is Toy Story 5. Now, Toy Story 4 is a terrible movie, arguably a terrible movie. But this one got everybody back on board for two reasons. One, the overall plot is toys versus technology, and it shows all the toys at the foot of a bed being ignored while a girl is just on an iPad.
Okay.
And the other reason, it shows Woody back with the gang.
Okay.
He never should have left. Who is the current owner of the toys in the franchise?
Molly.
What the?
Bonnie. Feel like Molly and Bonnie are the same name, though.
I kind of feel like they are, too.
I'm not going to give you the point, but okay. Yeah. Question three, Adele announced she's engaged over the weekend. You see that?
Yeah.
A fan held up a sign at the concert that says, "Will you marry me?" And it just slipped out of her mouth. I can't. I'm already engaged.
Oh.
Her fiance is a sports agent that she's dated since 2021. Is his name Paul Rich or Rich Paul?
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul. Yes. All right, here we go. Question four. Singer Elle King, she did X's and O's, remember that song? Is the daughter of, we'll call him a comedian, Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
And she publicly trashed him over the weekend.
I saw.
She said that Schneider is a toxic person with insane views, and he doesn't like it when she talks badly about him, but there she was, talking badly about him.
He came to the studio one time.
Yeah.
And he had a plastic 7-Eleven bag with him full of snacks.
Yeah.
And he was a complete weirdo.
Yeah.
But talked very highly of his daughter and her upcoming singing career, who turned out to be Elwood.
Yeah, I remembered that when I saw her interview with how much she was trashing him over the weekend. I did have the sad thought, like, he worked so hard to get you that career. Like, I'm sure she worked on it too.
I mean,
every radio station he went to,
he talked about
his daughter who's a singer, and you should play her song.
He said that at our radio station. We don't know that he said that at other ones, but.
Which of the following is not a movie that Rob Schneider was in?
Okay.
The Dog That Saved Christmas. Okay. Spaceship of Love. Or I'm a Robot?
Is I'm a Robot, does that have a question mark behind it?
And an exclamation point.
Okay. Then in that case, what was the middle one?
Spaceship of Love.
I'm going to say Spaceship of Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to be honest, there's nothing more fun than coming up with fake Rob Schneider movies because his real ones are crazy.
I mean, the real ones seem more fun.
Question five. The Olympics are over, but there's a Jordan Chiles. She's a gymnast. She won the bronze, but she has to give it back based on such a stupid technicality. Like her coach submitted her routine 4 seconds late. But there's all this stuff around why it was 4 seconds late that's ridiculous, and I don't know. They're appealing it. America is appealing it. But as of right now, America won 40 gold. Write these down.
Okay.
40 gold, 44 silver, and 42 bronze.
Okay.
How many medals is that?
Okay. 8, 9, 10. Oh, God. 120. Hold on. 4 or 5.
That was
126.
Yeah, that was a close one there. Man, oh man. Yeah.
I thought I wrote down an 8. I did not.
All right. Elena, are you there?
I'm here.
What was your son's name again? What was it?
Daniel.
Daniel. That's right.
Forget?
Is Daniel gone already? Has he dropped off?
No, he's here. I have Benjamin in the car too, his twin brother.
Twin brother.
Do they sound the same?
Nope.
No,
I sound like a sixth grader.
Oh, he's the funny
Benjamin.
One.
Wow, whoa, that's so fun. Listen, it's gonna happen.
It'll
don't worry about
you.
It.
You'll,
okay.
You'll get there.
Final score, though. You crazy kids got 3. Katie got 4. Katie wins. We're gonna add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But tell us in unison what we need to hear.
You guys are the best.
No,
they've never played before. That's why they don't
they
know.
Never played before?
They just moved to Roseville.
You just moved to Roseville. Okay, yeah. So when you lose, you have to say, we are not smarter than Katie.
Oh, we are not smarter than Katie.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Welcome to Roseville.
Welcome.
Thank you for choosing the wake-up call. At least you did until this moment. Have a good day at school and work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
It's a wake up call.
Kevin was driving yesterday and he saw somebody crossing the street and the person was eating something and it has triggered him. He's not okay with this. And it's not exactly what they were eating. It's where they were eating it. Do I have that right?
Right.
Okay. Tell us the story.
So I was driving by South Sac Kaiser and then there was this guy at the stoplight walking across the street and I'm just like, what is he eating? It was a giant pickle with the bag, you know, the big daddy pickles that have the pickle juice
comes
too.
In a bag, yeah.
He was just eating it like, oh, look, I'm at Disneyland type of vibe. No, you're in South Sacramento at a Kaiser. I understand.
Okay. There are places you find it acceptable to eat a big pickle.
Right.
Okay. But that is not one of them.
No.
Where are the places to eat a big pickle?
To amusement parks where it's okay to look like that.
Is that the only one?
Pretty much, yeah.
How about a movie theater? Because they've started selling big pickles in movie theaters.
No, that smells up the whole theater. Every time someone rips one open, I smell it instantly.
I agree with that.
It is a pungent snack.
Yeah. What about, like, the zoo?
That's amusement park adjacent.
Yeah. Okay.
You're having fun there.
Okay, how about if you're, like, at a sporting event?
See, I don't know if you could eat pickles at a sporting event.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
I think that would have been fine. I mean, but as silly as this is, I do kind of agree with Kevin that there are snacks and then there are snacks that are just unacceptable in certain places.
Right.
Along the amusement park line. Turkey legs.
Yes.
If I saw somebody just walking down the street eating a turkey leg, I'd be like, they just killed an animal.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why this is different. Turkey leg, not a snack.
It's a whole meal.
It's a meal.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything that you would put in your lunchbox and take to work, you can eat anywhere.
If there's anything you're thinking of, text in or call 916-909-1065. Be part of this conversation about snacks and where it is acceptable to eat them.
Okay. And I'm going to give you an example of something you cannot eat just out and about, although you can eat it at, let's say, a fair.
Okay.
Corn on the cob.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can eat anywhere.
Are you crazy?
You think corn on the cob is an anywhere
but
snack?
But not a pickle?
No, because elotes are everywhere. They're like on the street.
But you can, when it's in a cup.
Not a cup. A corn on the
cob.
We're
talking corn on the cob. Walking around. Nom, nom, nom.
Everybody does it.
If you saw somebody driving a car eating a corn on the cob.
I do it all the time.
You would think that is an Amish person on Rumspringa.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think like, uh-oh, that person doesn't know what they're going to get in an accident.
Can I expand this a little bit beyond snacks?
Yeah.
Beverages. Okay.
Okay.
One time at our old radio station, which was not in a good part of town.
No.
It was in a bad part of town.
Pretty rough.
I saw somebody walking down the sidewalk drinking out of a gallon of milk.
Okay,
what about sunflower seeds?
Well, there is a time and place for sunflower seeds.
In your car.
And it's in your car or at a sporting event. Mm-hmm.
And nowhere else.
Nope.
If I came over to your house and just started, hey, can I have a spit cup for my sunflower seeds?
I'd say get out.
Yeah.
You know what is acceptable if you wanted to come over to my house and ask for a cup? Pistachios.
Why?
I don't make the rules.
What's the difference? That's not fair.
What?
Well, no, because sunflowers, you have to stick that in your whole mouth so it gets all wet.
And you have to go.
But pistachios, you can use the other shell of the pistachio to open
break
it.
Yeah, that's it. If you're just joining us, we're talking about how Kevin saw somebody walk across the street eating a pickle, and he said that was unacceptable. Somebody texted in, cotton candy.
Yep.
Somebody said, you better not be at a crosswalk waiting for the light to change, chomping on a big old thing of fluffy air candy.
Okay, here's another one. And you can eat this outside of your house, but you can't eat it really standing up. Ice cream.
can't eat it. You if have it's to
in
sip.
A cup, if it's in a cone, you can walk around eating it with a cone. If it's in a cup, you need to be seated.
Why? I can't walk around with a cup.
Not a cup.
I can walk around better with a cup.
Yeah.
I'm not going with you on that one.
Yeah, so you're on your own.
Ice cream in a cup almost seems like it is made to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It feels like you're not focused on where you're walking.
You're not focused on where you're walking.
Where if it's a cone, that's for travel.
Because your
that's
eyes...
you're on the go.
You don't need to look down
no, you don't
for
have
a
to
cone.
Look down.
Their eyes are up, always moving.
Yes.
That's a grower. You might pull me around on that one.
I want you to know, we talk about the hard topics on the Wake Up Call.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
The happiest place on earth is about to get a lot happier. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we were here telling you about, well, it was mostly me that was really amped up for a City of Anaheim announcement that really was, they said, was the biggest thing that Disneyland had since the announcement of Disneyland for the City of Anaheim. And then when you get into the details, it got kind of confusing because it's all about, you know, what you can use the land for, and it seemed very bogged down in details. Well, now we know the details, and the details are a $7 billion expansion for the Disney parks.
Wow.
Think about that. $7 billion.
And this is for specifically Anaheim.
Disney, well, they're not getting all of it, but they're getting a lot more than I thought.
Oh, okay.
$7 billion going to all the Disney parks, but we're only going to be talking about what's coming to Disneyland and Disney World.
Okay.
First of all, these were all the things that were announced at the D23 convention over the weekend, which is the big Disney fan convention. Disney's California Adventure.
Oh, boy.
Is getting a Coco ride. Exactly what we thought was going to happen. This is going to open. Oh no, they're not going to break ground on this until 2026.
Now, where in California Adventure is this
going to
go?
Not quite sure, but it's going to be described as a haunted mansion type attraction that leads us on a journey through the land of the dead.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. Next, now we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom in Orlando. They are getting two new Cars rides, and they're going to put them in Frontierland. One's going to be a kid ride. Okay, that's a little kid Cars ride. But the other is going to be what is described as an off-road race experience.
Okay.
So think Radiator Springs, but more rocky and all over the place. And it's going to be outdoor. All of it's outdoors.
And do they have a Cars Land?
They do not.
They do not.
That's big for Orlando.
Got it.
Now we're going to go back to Disneyland. Avatar Land is coming to Disneyland.
What?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think that's cool because it is so visually stunning.
And they only have it in Florida right now,
correct.
Right?
And everybody that I know that has seen it in Florida has talked about how amazing it is when you're there. So maybe it's going to be like Star Wars Land. Katie, you're not a Star Wars fan, but when you're in Galaxy's Edge,
is amazing.
You're amazed by it.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's just like this. And it's not going to be what they have in Orlando. It's going to be a completely different land, a completely different experience, and it's going to be based more on the second Avatar movie that was all water-based.
Oh.
And the ride is going to be water-based as well. Okay, so that's coming to California Adventure. Now we're going to go back to Disney World again. Animal Kingdom is getting a whole new section that's all kind of based around Central America with two new rides. One is an Encanto attraction.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which looks very Pirates of the Caribbean-esque, where you're on a boat and it's taking you, but you start going through the house.
Okay.
And then it takes you into, I think Emilio was the character where.
With the animals?
Yes, and all the animals, and it's the rainforest and stuff
so
that.
Oh, so that's why you're in a boat.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I love that.
The other one is they're getting a brand new Indiana Jones attraction, which is nothing like the one that we have here. We're going to end on the big thing for Disneyland. Two more things that I want to talk about quickly for Orlando. Disney Hollywood Studios is getting an entire Monsters, Inc. land.
That is so fun.
And the Monsters, Inc. land is going to have a Monsters, Inc. roller coaster.
Okay.
That is a swinging indoor roller coaster.
What?
So you will be hanging on one of the doors. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's fun.
The other really big, and this is the biggest announcement, and this gives me goosebumps. Because they've been talking about this for years. I never thought it was going to happen, but the Magic Kingdom is getting a new land, and it's Villains Land. An entire land based on villains, and they said it's going to have two rides and one restaurant.
That is awesome.
And the big news for Disneyland, Avengers Campus is going to double in size. Remember we were talking about what happened at the Anaheim City Council and
they
got more land? They're going to double Avengers Campus, and we're getting two new rides in Avengers Campus. One is going to be a roller coaster with Tony Stark, an indoor roller coaster.
They do need a roller coaster over there.
Or it's a thrill attraction, kind of, maybe not a roller coaster, but kind of a thing where it's a thrill attraction.
Okay.
And the other one is going to be an entire Avengers ride that's going to be a lot like Rise of the Resistance.
Oh.
Okay.
So there you go. When are we going to see this stuff? Not for 10 years, probably. But still, though, Disneyland and Disney World is going to be under construction for quite a bit, and it is very exciting. Which one of those are you most excited about?
Encanto.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin? I like all the Avengers campus stuff.
I bet the Encanto ride is going to be so visually stunning.
Text in to 916-909-1065. Tell us which one you're the most excited about.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
We are all proud Sac State graduates.
Well, no. Gavin and I do not have college degrees, nor did we go to Sac State.
They're thinking about giving us an honorary degree, though.
We've asked, and they have not responded with that.
But now they're doing something, though, that's making us pretty upset. Especially one little boy named Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And as his legal guardians, it's upsetting Gavin and I, too.
They are doing something that they are calling a rewind graduation. Kevin, what is that?
So it is a graduation for people that have graduated during COVID, which is fall 2019 through spring of 2021.
Okay. And these are people who didn't get a graduation ceremony.
You didn't get to walk across the stage. Get your diploma, turn your tassel,
throw your hat.
After 4 years of college.
And at the time, Katie and I were very sad for you.
Yeah.
Legitimately sad to like work that hard. And then now we understood. We understand
having the ceremony. To have that idea. Probably your whole life that you were going to have this moment and then you just didn't get it. Not you, but everybody that graduated at that
time. It's sad. It is sad.
Yeah.
However, and this is a nice thing for Sac State to offer, a rewind graduation, go back, finally get that, the pictures and the memory and all that stuff. But there is a problem.
Right. They're charging us.
They're making everybody pay for it.
Now.
And that has really triggered Kevin.
Yeah!
And I gotta tell you, I have his back.
No, I totally. Here's my question. If you were to walk, let's say COVID didn't happen, would you have had to pay?
Yeah.
Okay. So no matter what, you have to pay.
That's not the point. The point is they're trying to make up the money that we didn't get to walk.
Right.
They're charging us $50 just to rewind the graduation. Do you know how many people are in each graduating class? That graduation is going to last longer than a regular graduation.
Oh, that's
just
true.
Just to wait for a 5-minute walk across the stage.
That's true.
You got me messed up.
what if they did this, but they like slashed the fee in half? Because you're right, it is going to be longer. And okay. like, come on, you guys suffered enough. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to have your graduation. And this really bent me the wrong way. Didn't they have a car graduation?
Don't get me started on that. They said, hey, since we can't have the graduation, how about you pay for your car to be in a car parade where no one can see you?
And how much was that?
I think that was like $50 as well.
It was $50 as well.
That's to waste gas.
That is pathetic.
Got me messed up.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing. I can't turn my tassel.
Right. I mean, you could turn your tassel, but nobody would see it.
I can't do a funny dance while I grab the diploma. That's what I was planning on doing.
Oh, well, then maybe it was good that you weren't allowed to.
Now, first, my idea or the thought that I had when I first heard this from Kevin was, well, it costs money to have those graduations.
Of course.
You got to rent the space and stuff like that. Okay. But they didn't have to pay for graduations for 3 years or 2 years, 2 years, 19, 20, and 21, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
They didn't have to pay then, but they still collected tuition from everybody those years.
I know, but
so
that's...
you banked that mm-hmm. money, or you should have. And this.
Well, couldn't you say that every year? Whether then nobody should ever have to pay for graduation because you're paying tuition.
No, because you're actually doing the graduation ceremony. You're renting the space.
Yep.
I think the school probably pays like half of what it costs to put on a graduation
Why?
Ceremony. Because I can't imagine that $50 is enough to rent the Golden One Center.
Oh, I see what you're
per
saying.
Per person.
I understand.
You know what I mean? So I think there is some... at the very least, shady numbers going
right.
on
How
here.
How many people graduate, like, in a normal class?
I can't tell you a lot.
Well, okay, what is a lot? Is it 1,000? Is it...
like a couple hundred.
So 500?
Yeah.
Times?
50.
50.
And
yeah, it's probably not enough money.
Somebody also texted and said this Rewind graduation isn't even at the Golden One Center.
What? Where is it at?
They wrote at the well. I don't know what that means.
That's our gym. Excuse me? Is it really?
That's what they said on text.
That's even worse.
That is even worse.
It is at the well.
Okay, so here's what I think we should do, okay? Maybe we should have our own Sac State Rewind graduation.
Okay.
And maybe we'll like let people call up and we'll say their name and then say congratulations.
How many people are we going to do this for?
Well, I don't know. How many people listen to this show? Only a couple.
So like four or five?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they get it. And we'll only charge you
$20.
Okay.
I mean, I do need to eat.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a TikTok trend going around, even though summer is winding down, it is still going very strong, and it's hashtag sunburn summer. And that is alarming when you see it. It's alarming when you see it. You're like, what? Wait, hold on a second now. Are we encouraging people to get sunburns? The good news is no, we are not. That is not what we are encouraging people to do. What TikTok is encouraging people to do is to use makeup to make it look like you're sunburned.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Well, you know what's funny is when done right, it's not a terrible look. It looks like you've been out at the beach, which I think for a lot of people can look kind of sexy. As a very pale redhead, however, I don't think this is cute.
As somebody who is fair-skinned, yeah, who gets sunburnt if they're outside for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, that's generous.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, sure.
Without sunscreen.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this is cultural appropriation?
No, what I think it is it's like people that haven't actually suffered or protect. You know what it is? It's like wearing a knee brace, but you've never hurt your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like wearing a cast, but you've never broken your arm.
Right.
You've never actually suffered this. Or if you have, it's very mild. The next day it turns into a tan. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
it is people that haven't actually suffered that are pretending that they want to suffer.
I see.
And that's the part that's like, ew.
So it would be like, this is the equivalency for you, is if hashtag torn ACL summer started trending on TikTok. And you're walking around like you did,
yeah,
but you didn't.
Yeah, it is the kind of more grown-up version of bending a paperclip and putting it in your mouth, pretending you have a retainer.
So are you mad at this?
I'm not mad at it because when done right, it can look really cute. Like when you look a little...
What if I said, when done right, a bent paperclip in your teeth looks cute?
Oh.
Well,
somebody rolling around on a wheelchair that doesn't need it seems cute.
Both of those feel a little more extreme.
Really?
Yes.
Go spend the rest of the day outside with no sun. Exactly. It's right. A disability. Don't cut yourself short.
Thank you. But it does look cute. Are you saying it doesn't?
I mean, I guess it does. I guess it does in the way that, like, it looks like you've been out in the sun. I think it's silly and it's cute. Does that make sense? It seems like movie makeup. Like, that's what it seems like to me.
Well, where do you rank this compared to fake freckles?
Oh. They're kind of similar.
They are kind of similar.
Well, no. I'm going to say fake freckles is more understandable than the fake sunburn.
Because
anybody can get sunburn.
Sunburn is damage.
And if you can't get freckles, you can't get freckles. Everybody can get sunburned. I can't get freckles.
I've never seen Kevin sunburned.
Mm-mm. But I do like this look. Maybe I'll try this.
You're right. I've never seen him sunburned, but you know what? I have seen him.
What?
Get drunk and get a pink face.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen him have Asian flush.
I've never have Asian flush.
You don't?
Yeah, I drink too much alcohol to get it.
Oh, so you're tempered.
Yes.
That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, then, but you know lots of girls that do get Asian flush.
Yes. And okay. It's not cute.
Well, how does it look that different from this?
This is like spots of it are red blush. The other one looks like you're embarrassed 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I see the difference. Yeah. This one just looks like.
This is like a
design.
Like you
got kissed by the sun.
Yes. Yeah. Sun kiss.
As opposed by embarrassed by alcohol.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Okay. I see the difference there. All right. Well, sunburn summer. There's still time if you want to are you putting makeup on right now? Are you going to do this? You do this look?
No. I go out of my way to use foundation to cover up any sunburns. No.
All right. Okay. You hear that,
That's
everybody?
That's a rude question.
Now I'm rude?
Yes.
I stuck up for you earlier.
Yeah, but now it's like calling somebody who tore their ACL gimpy.
Well, I apologize.
It's okay.
And I'm mad at anybody who tries to pretend like they did.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.